Is inflation coming back?
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, consumer price index rose by 0.2% in August. This sets the inflation rate over the last 12 months at 2.7%, significantly higher than 2.0% for the previous 12 months. Before the Great Recession, inflation was rising at a pretty healthy rate, reaching as high as 5.6%. However, the recession wiped out that inflation alongside 8.7 million payroll jobs, a booming housing market, more than 500 commercial banks, as well as thousands of other businesses. Prior to the recession, the Fed basically ignored serious banking data alarms and even reset a database to make it look less bad before even the new version fell into red. The Fed eventually discovered that the alarms were for real, and to its credit, it then went to town raising money supply and helping many banks fend off bankruptcy. It then rapidly raised the amount of high-powered money in circulation, raising it by more than fourfold. Why didn't this cause high inflation similar to Germany's hyperinflation of the last century? Well, there are significant differences. In the first place, the Fed poured money into the economy at a time when the Second Great Depression was knocking on the door. The economy was so badly mauled and battered that the velocity of money, that is, the rate of circulation of money, had crashed like many other things in the economy. And while a lot more money was being pumped into the economy, since it was circulating at a slower and slower pace, it didn't cause inflation. And also, the fact that the 21st century global economy is very different from the last century's national economies. Back then, there were stringent global trade and currency barriers with a lot fewer tools to deal with bottlenecks than we have now. Increases in the indices for shelter and energy were the main contributors to the monthly increase in the rate of inflation in August. The energy index rose at a rate 9 times that of the average item in the consumer price basket of goods and services for August. The increase in the gasoline prices was the largest factor, but the other energy component indices also rose. As the unemployment rate has dropped to the full employment level, in a growing economy, higher inflation is automatically expected. In this environment, it is hard to believe that we are knowingly and willingly entering into a trade war, and then not only with China, but with the rest of the world as well. This trade war, like every single one before it, will further push prices up, and we will be looking at much higher interest rates, serious inflation, and potentially even a recession. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.